And we are back with Business Radio X Pro Tips. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you. Lee, let's talk about how we've been using Facebook Live here in the studio.
Yeah, Facebook Live is a fun tool, and I want to evolve to start using LinkedIn Live for the same purposes. But what we do is before the show, we like to do the mic check on the air. This gives another point of value for each of the guests. They come on and we ask them, instead of just saying their name and their business, we ask them to do like a kind of a quick elevator pitch, so they get to talk about their business in a short manner while we're doing the mic check anyway, and we're broadcasting it over Facebook Live. Now, Stone, you're the one who presses all the buttons on this, so talk about how kind of you're making it work.
Oh, well, yeah, it's easy to execute, obviously, or it wouldn't be me doing it. It works here in the studio. It works out in the world. In terms of executing, I just go to the Facebook page and, you know, the one that we operate. And then each of you, if you're going to do this, you'll want to go to a Facebook page that you have control over. Very simple. You click the Facebook Live button. You type in a little bit of a note. And I've got a little USB camera on a little boom that I can swing around and show it to everyone. The way I execute it is when we're getting close to getting settled down a little bit, I'll tell everybody, look, we like to do the sound check on Facebook Live. Unless there's anybody that doesn't want us to do that. I have yet for anyone to say no. And then I say, well, the reason I mention it is because there are some people who will tap into that, and it is great for getting some energy around what we're doing. You know, don't say anything during the sound check that you don't want people to hear, because you've already got an audience. And so I'll do that. We'll do the sound check. As Lee mentioned, having them kind of do their little elevator pitch gets them. It's great for the sound check itself. It gives them a chance to share what they want to share out there with the audience. Now, we've chosen to confine it to the sound check. So after we've done the sound check, but before we go on air live, I will let them know, and I'll let the Facebook audience know, you know, hey, we're about to check out here. Go catch us live at Bumpity Bump, and usually that's at AtlantaBusinessRadio.com, or you can catch us on demand at AtlantaBusinessRadio.com as well. Then I'll turn that Facebook thing off, and then we'll do the balance of what we do. You know, I'll say, okay, we're about to go live. And it gets everybody sort of in the groove. They seem to love it. And I know we get engagement on Facebook. And I know a lot of people probably just look at it, you know, sound down. But it lets you know that we're doing stuff. And we do so much stuff across the network that it seems to be just marvelous for getting additional energy around these shows. So highly encourage you to do that.